They were officially known as the 332nd Fighter Group and the 477th Bombardment Group, but the world remembers them as the Tuskegee Airmen. And yesterday, a new semi-permanent display honoring this all-African-American corps was unveiled at the Pittsburgh International Airport by County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
We need to recognize these heroes. That's truly what they are heroes. And it's really long past due that this community does recognize the work that they've done, the heroic work that they did to provide freedom for all of us.
The display covers three walls of an alcove on Concourse A of the Airside Terminal. Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Project Coordinator Rich Dieter says the first two panels feature pictures and information about the group's efforts during the war, and the third looks at their lives after returning home.
There's one plaque that specifically talks about the double V, victory at home against racism and victory abroad against the Nazis. And that was a campaign that was started by the Pittsburgh Courier back during World War II.
While the Pittsburgh Courier was known as the nation's black newspaper of record, it had a good reason as a Pittsburgh-based newspaper to focus on the Tuskegee Airmen. There is no one single list of all the men and women who served in the Corps, but it is widely believed that there were about 1,400 pilots and support crew. Through recent research, it has been learned that about 100 of them were from Western Pennsylvania.
Nobody has really determined why that happened. I don't know what the appeal was, but for some reason, African-American men and women from Western Pennsylvania felt that it was their duty to serve their country.
The unveiling of the display at the airport was just the first event in a four-day celebration of the Tuskegee Airmen. It will continue tonight with a concert by Josh White Jr. at the Edgeworth Club, and then the New York cast of the long-running Broadway play Black Angels Over Tuskegee will perform tomorrow at the Byam Theater. Writer and director Leon Gray says the story follows the lives of six airmen and their families, from their decision to sign up, through their time overseas, and then into their lives back stateside.
They had to stick together in order for this experiment to succeed, because it wasn't supposed to succeed. Everyone thought it would fail. No one thought that it would go on and do the incredible things that it did.
Gray says he was compelled to write the play after learning about the men and women because he says their story is not told in history books.
I always tell people this isn't just African-American history. It's American history.
The play has been running for 4 years to audiences of all ages and races, but Gray says he is most excited when he takes the show to schools or when former Tuskegee Airmen come to the theater. The 4 days of events will culminate with the ribbon cutting of a Tuskegee Airmen memorial at the Sewickley Cemetery. The memorial will include two granite slabs celebrating the members of the fighter and bomber groups, and then two slabs listing the names of the nearly 100 members that have been identified as hailing from the region. Dieter says alongside each name there will be a QR code that can be read by a smartphone to link to more information.
The QR codes will include some history. As much as we can gather from family members, we'll put on pictures, biographies of the airmen.
The goal is to have those codes populated by Veterans Day. Dieter says if more servicemen and women are found, their names will be added to the memorial.
We're certain there are several airmen from Western Pennsylvania that we've yet to identify.
Dieter says there are some amazing stories to tell about the men and women who were members of the Corps.
We all know how successful they were in helping the United States and its allies defeat the Nazis. But after the war, several of these men and women went on to very illustrious careers.
Four former Tuskegee Airmen living in the Pittsburgh area are expected to take part in the ribbon cutting Sunday, including lawyer Wendell Freeland and medical doctors Harry Linaze and Robert Higginbotham. Dieter says many of the men and women also went on to play key roles in the civil rights movement.
I keep saying one woman. There was one woman from Beaver County. Her name is Rose May Willis Alford. Later went on to become the guidance counselor at Brighton School District, where she retired from. She's now passed away.
None of the Tuskegee Airmen are buried in the Sewickley Cemetery, but Dieter says space behind the memorial will be set aside for any veterans who choose to be buried there in the future. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Mark Neutbar.